Watch, security barriers installed at White House. Federal buildings in anticipation of election unrest. By Ildefonso Ortiz on November 2, 2020. Work crews started the installation of security barriers around the White House, federal buildings, and other main streets in anticipation of civil unrest during the upcoming election night. Washington, D.C., city workers are installing the same type of fencing seen around federal buildings in Portland. This fencing is being installed around the Treasury Department and White House, just ahead of the presidential election. pic.twitter.com/vv220towit. Thomas Morales, at Thomas Morales underscore 4, November 2, 2020. On election eve, people spotted work crews around Washington, D.C., setting up various barriers anticipating possible violent protests over electoral results. Happening now, feds install non-scalable fencing around the White House complex in prep for election day unrest. Hashtag Washington, D.C., via at Ross Media. pic.twitter.com/08xcxwv. SV News, at SV News Alerts, November 2, 2020. Current scene at the White House as feds install non-scalable fencing around the WH complex ahead of tomorrow's presidential election. Hashtag Washington, D.C., via at Ross Media, pic.twitter.com/ubmufxp. SV News, at SV News Alerts, November 3, 2020. Several businesses in the downtown area of the nation's capital also prepared for violent protests and looting by boarding up their stores. Businesses prepare for protest plus unrest expected after the election in downtown. Hashtag Washington, D.C. pic.twitter.com/ozbko2lgb. Ellen C. Bravo, at Ellen Bravo, November 3, 2020. In the days leading to the election, Washington, D.C. and several other cities such as Portland and Philadelphia have been scenarios of violent protests and looting by the various left-of-center groups such as Black Lives Matter and the extremists from Antifa. Breitbart News has reported widely on the preparations by businesses around the nation, as well as in some cities where rampant looting has been reported during BLM and Antifa protests. What started in Washington, D.C., with the boarding up of businesses located near the White House soon took off to other major cities across the nation. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com.